All right, David Winker, the teaser episode of Mainline Marlins podcast.
Did you think we'd get here?
Man, we've been waiting for a while.
Spring training.
Not only is it they're going to play the whole 162, but they're probably going to play a full slate of split squad games, regular spring training. It's going to be normal.
It's interesting. You saw the there was talk of delaying the start of spring training, and it seems like the pushback came from the players.
Yeah,
that wanted to play. And I follow the Dominican League, which has been, going okay.
And they're playing Serie del Caribe right now.
Yep, which exactly. Awesome. It's like it's worked, right? Baseball through the winter has gone off.
Flourished.
And so it makes sense. And it's, I heard a broadcaster say the other day, like every time he broadcasts a football game, he says a little prayer. Thanks. We got through the season. We're having the Super Bowl tomorrow. And it's like, that we're going to have looks like a regular baseball season is a real blessing. And I'm really excited.
Absolutely, man. So let's talk a little bit about the format, which is going to be we're going to try to do two shows in the studio every week, which will be a recap of the games previous days. And then obviously looking ahead of what the schedule is. And then on the weekends when the Fish are in Jupiter, we're going to try to get up there and be around the players, be around the fans, what that whole experience is like. So people will be encouraged to go up there and watch them and then try to get some really good interviews with players, coaches, and people around the game up there.
It'll be interesting to see the energy of spring training, because I think the gratitude that we feel, I think the players are going to be really excited to get back to it. And, I think so many aspects of COVID post the new normal life is, any sports, arts, these things that are luxuries to a certain extent, but are also so important for our mental health,
right?
To follow things and enjoy it. So I think the energy is going to be really high, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and we're coming off the Super Bowl weekend this weekend, which I think is probably going to be the most watched Super Bowl of any game, not only because people are home and because of COVID, because you're just hungry for championship kind of caliber play.
Yep.
So, and look, a lot of people are saying or have said, oh, well, the Marlins kind of slipped into the playoffs because of that abbreviated schedule. Not true at all. We had some really great play near the end of the season that got us in there. And, I'm a little bit surprised we didn't go further. However, the NL East is going to be, again, the toughest division.
Murderer's row.
Division. Atlanta's going to come back strong. The Mets made some huge moves in the offseason.
Hot stoving big time.
But so did the Marlins. Not any big like jumbo splash players, like big outfielders or anything, which we need a right fielder right now. And there's something I can say about that in a second. But look, we made some really good pitching moves. And I think if we strengthen that bullpen and strengthen that starting rotation, now Sixto is going to be able to play a full season as a starter, probably a 3 or 4 guy. I think we're infinitely better. And then if we find either the J.J. Bleday from AAA in Jacksonville to come up and play right field, or between now and the start of the season, we pick up somebody, I think that's the only missing piece we got is right field.
It's interesting because it's like to me, it's comparable to like how the Dolphins, the Dolphins are always like, for years it was how do you keep up with the Patriots, right? That was our litmus test. And it's like the Braves, it's been the Braves for a long time. It's like the Braves are a kind of...
Or Mets for a little bit.
Right. And then here comes the Mets again. I mean, I think the thing is that we're going to see a resurgent Mets team, and they've spent a lot of money. And there's going to be some really high expectations. So the NL East is getting even like more competitive. And it's going to be interesting because one of the things I want to talk to you about was, the realignment of the minor league teams, with the Wahoos, the Jacksonville.
Jumbo Shrimp in Jacksonville. That's our AAA. Yeah. This is their first season as AAA Marlins affiliate. Exactly. Then we got the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola. And then
if you've never been to a game in Pensacola, that's one of my favorite stadiums.
And they just did a bunch of really cool stuff there, too. And I guess during that hurricane, the big sign blew off, and now they got it back, or they got the replacement back.
Even a better sign.
Single A is Beloit up in Wisconsin. Yeah.
And if you've never been to a game, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, I love that place. The only ballpark in America that has a church on the grounds on left field there. It's a really cool place to watch ball. Right. And it's just like
you can go to church twice the same day.
It was interesting because I really, you know, it was a funny realignment of what happened. And it's like, I think the Marlins really benefited from them. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement around the state with the minor league realignment and those teams accessible to everybody.
And I think we could probably get a $100 flight from Miami to Jacksonville and go for a weekend and watch them.
It's a fun place to watch a game.
Especially as it gets closer to where some of these guys might make a move to come down to Miami. I mean, I want to see them in those last couple games before they end up in the bigs.
Yep.
It's awesome. So let me talk about some pitching additions that we made over the winter. And obviously the number one is the closer, Anthony Bass. We got him from Toronto. The guy's a beast. That's a player that we needed. We needed a good closer. And then we added three middle relievers, Adam Simber from the Indians, Ross Detweiler from the White Sox, and then Zach Pop from Arizona. So that's shoring up our bullpen right there, you know? Yeah. And now if these guys play, if Alcantara, Lopez, Hernandez, Sixto, and Trevor Rogers, who that's a right-handed dominant rotation.
Yep.
We only got one lefty in there. So if those guys can perform at or better than the level they did last year, then we're going to contend.
Yeah, it's a better. Yeah, it's interesting. The arms are better. There's no doubt about it. And it was interesting because as a fan of baseball, I did enjoy watching the Marlins last year, like cobble together with the pitching staff. Like there were some of the most spectacular collapses in late innings I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was interesting watching. So, you know, this should eliminate that, at least those ridiculous innings that we had sometimes.
Adding that middle relief is what you need. I mean, you bring that closer in for an inning and a half or whatever, but you need that guy that's going to come in, you know, to hold the ship, right the ship for a little while, keep it afloat.
Calm everyone down.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe we pile on some runs at the same time. But I think that we can go down through the order of what I think the starting lineup's going to be. And there are a couple that are in question because we got a non-roster invitee in Sandy Leon. I think he's Dominican. And a couple other catchers that one AAA guy that I think could probably contend for that catching spot. But I think right field and catcher are both up for grabs. Those are positions that I think they're going to compete for. Nobody owns any spot except for, you know, maybe Brian Anderson at third base. But Dickerson leading off in left, Starling Marte in playing center, Jesus Aguilar at first base, Brian Anderson, probably my favorite player on the Marlins, playing third. Garrett Cooper, right field, that's a question mark. And then I put to the side J.J. Blade, who's playing in starting the season off in Jacksonville. Miggy Rojas, shortstop, John Birdie at second base. And then the other question mark, Jorge Alfaro behind the plate. I think we got to look at that Sandy Leon, take a hard look at that. And I'm sure Don Mattingly is eager to get out there on the field. And, you know, look, it's only 12 days from now.
Yeah.
That's why we're teasing it, because we'll come back and tease it again a little bit.
Well, it's interesting because I got to tell you, it's going to be, like you said, the competition for positions is going to be so cool. I can't wait to watch the competition for the catcher.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool to see. It's going to be good. That's what makes it so I still 50 years old and you see that guy come in the game with the 90 on the back, no name.
I love that.
I love it. Like, yeah, I just, yeah. 99. I still love it. I love the competition. I love the feeling of spring training. And I actually don't know the answer to this. And I should look it up before I got on the show. Tommy, the fact checker, Stick.
Now we got Elvis back there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put Elvis Maldonado on the spot. Is this going to be, you know, like everything's changed with hockey and with basketball, where you kind of have these back to back games. Is the travel schedule going to change at all within Florida?
I don't think so.
As far as spring training,
There's no bubble. There's nothing like the NBA. So I think it's going to be normal. I think they're obviously going to have to be careful. And these guys are obviously going to be getting vaccinated.
Well, we talked, I don't know about the vaccine. I don't know if that's true, but it was interesting because you and I were talking about, it's like spring training has always kind of been a bubble.
Yeah.
It's like training camp, right? I mean, people can obviously break curfew or do whatever, but the idea is like this, the whole purpose is to kind of have a bubble, build your team, get into shape, and then you kind of, you know, then you.
But so what are you saying? The state of Florida has a bubble, because we're not very good.
Yeah, we're definitely not a bubble. No, but the idea is you wake up in the team hotel, you eat with the team, you go in the bus with the team. It's like even though you're traveling to play Pittsburgh up in Dunedin, It's like there's no reason. You get off the
bus. That's Toronto, actually.
What's Pittsburgh in that old stadium? They have the coolest old stadium.
Didn't they move though? I think they Bradenton.
No, Bradenton. Yeah, Bradenton. No.
Dunedin is the Toronto
Blue. That is the oldest. It's interesting because I think there's a good trivia question. So I think Jackie Robinson in Daytona is the oldest ballpark, continuously operating ballpark. But I think the oldest spring training site is the Pittsburgh.
Could be.
The Pittsburgh Pirates site. But anyway, so you know, you go, you get off the bus. You play your game, get back on the bus, and you go back to the hotel.
But just remember, you're talking about 18, 19-year-old kids that are first time away from home.
What?
Like, they're like, not remember, gonna, we went they're to not college. Sneak. These guys went to play baseball.
They're not going
to
sneak out of the they're not in the hotel room reading the Bible.
On. I'm sure there's some strip clubs nearby that would be visited, although those guys don't make a whole lot of
money. Yeah, well, I hate to joke about it because, of course, who was the biggest offender last year? The Marlins. Remember how we started off with a bang?
Yeah. So I think the next teaser that we're going to do is going to be, and I'm going to try to shore up a couple of interviews for day one for the 17th when pitchers and catchers report. Hopefully I can get Christy DiNicola, who is the new beat writer for MLB. I'm sure she's going to be in Jupiter. We'll bring her in on a stream, hopefully. Craig Mish is another one that I want to talk to, or maybe even the guys from Fish Stripes that are going to be up there because it's a Thursday, I think. Wednesday or Thursday, I'm not going to be able to make it up there for the first day, but hopefully that weekend we'll be able to get up there and talk to some people.
And I want to talk to you about, you know, one of the things I would like to talk about is, you know, perennial problem for the Marlins. I just like, you know, I have a complicated relationship with the Marlins, and part of the reason I have a complicated relationship is I've been to one World Series,
yeah,
with my father. And it was the Marlins and that terrible, you know, back in the day, back at the Joe Robbie.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we've had a lot of success. We've had good teams. There's nothing as exciting as these young teams. And when they start gelling, like the Marlins are fun, but the fans feel betrayed. And I've heard, like, for example, Joe Rose, who's a huge baseball fan like us, and he will say, give the Marlins a chance, give this new leadership a chance. And I was thinking about this offseason with the move, and they brought in the new female manager,
Kim Wayne. Ng, yeah. I would love to get her on the show.
You know, but just the idea, that would be great. And also just the idea of, like, what a move, the Marlins trying to just kind of capture the spirit, move forward, you know, and really get their place back in the South Florida ecosystem.
Right.
Because we're baseball crazy. And I was thinking about it, you know, was it last year or 2 years ago with the World Series of Baseball?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the World Series, the World Cup of Baseball,
right.
You know, and going to that Dominican U.S. Cool. game and like the lines in the bathroom and the like, it's just like the place was electric. And like, we love baseball.
How do you get the people back in there? You got to win. You got to win. Put an exciting product out on the field.
And start kicking people's butts.
We'll moneyball it like Billy Bean or like they did in Tampa when Joe Madden was there. The same exact ball. That's what they got to do.
And I got to tell you something.
You're going to fall in love with a bunch of no-name guys, and that's the best.
And here's the thing. That's what's going to happen. And I got to tell you something. This team is on the right track. I mean, it's funny. Like, we'll see what they do this year, but it's like the trajectory of the team.
Yeah.
Everything is. And didn't I see something the other day? I didn't bring it. I should have printed it up. But one of the things was like the strength of the farm team.
Super strong.
We're one of the top five.
We have five guys in the top 100. We have a couple guys in the top five. Yeah, man, we're strong. Yeah, and that's the way you did. That's the way the Cubs did it.
And you got to remember,
the A's did it.
Jeter inherited an empty farm system. Like, this has been built.
Pretty bad.
This has been built since that time. Like, they seem to be doing the right things to move forward. So I'm excited.
That's why I think you're going to see guys from Jacksonville. If these guys don't perform in these skills positions this early on, they're going down and these young kids are coming up. And that's going to make it even more exciting for the fans, for everybody.
Yep.
So I'm super psyched about it. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that nothing changes as far as the schedule, pitchers and catchers report on the 17th, and that this, you know, the spring training schedule goes.
And then I also want to be clear, we'll get more information that goes on, but it seems like spring training is going to be open. Like for fans.
Yeah, I'm sure but probably at a limited.
Limited, but still, it's open. Like it's gonna happen. And we have Canes baseball starting up, I think, this weekend, up in Gainesville.
is it this weekend?
Or? Maybe next weekend. Yeah. But it's, you know, we got college baseball starting up. And I wonder if they're going to do that day where they play. I haven't seen the schedule yet to see if they play the Canes, which is always a fun.
That'd be cool.
That's always a fun game to go to. Yeah, the Canes. That'd be awesome. So we got a lot of baseball.
So I'm putting together a couple of little promos. I'm going to do some koozies with the Mainline Marlins branding on it. Maybe some t-shirts and stuff. So when we get up to Jupiter, I'll be able to give those away and we'll do some giveaways on the podcast and everything else. But listen, we're going to be on YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, Twitch. Geez, I don't know where.
That's awesome.
Everywhere we can be. Instagram. And obviously on all the podcast platforms, Spotify. What are the Google Play, Apple Play, Music, whatever. We got all that covered.
Sounds awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. So here we go, man.
All right.
Baseball's starting soon. Let me
thank you,
I'm
Elvis.
Bring it back. I'm going to bring it back
for the excellent
to this,
producing skills.
I'm going to bring it back to this special song right here. Black us out.